day think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. So when you call, text, or tweet, put odds on it. Pretty good first hour. We had a little Barry Laminack action talking about his show last night. Had Glenn Davis in to talk about the World Cup, so we got all the soccer you could possibly want. And then a little Astros there to close out the first hour. And still a little more to get to in the Astros. Obviously, the bizarre finish. We talked about Correa, and has he really reached the levels we expected of him? And Lance wrote about that today.
Someone asked me today, is Correa expendable?
No. But I think it's a fair question. Because I think all of us put too many expectations on what he could be. I thought he'd be in the conversation for best player in the league by now. And maybe that's not necessarily the best, but certainly in that conversation. And he may be at some point in his career, and I still think the talent's there. But I will say this, at no point did I ever think Alex Bregman would be a better player than Carlos Correa. But if you kind of look at him right now, at least so far this season, Bregman's a better player. Hate to admit that, but he is. He has been. I don't know that it's going to stay that way, but...
Is he a better player or is he having a better season?
Well, he's having a better season, but if you look at his numbers over the last 162 games, if he played a full season, they're better than Correa's. So, I mean, that's enough of a trend to at least have that conversation.
Yeah.
So... Phillip says, sorry, guys. My wife says Bregman is her boy.
You can have him.
Yeah. Oh, well, we know how you feel about him.
Yeah, you know how I feel.
And it's hard for me to admit to a guy who gets burner accounts to tweet radio shows and subtweets people and things like that. But on the field, pretty good.
Dude can play. There's no doubt. And by the way, now leading the team in home runs.
Is that good?
That's pretty good. I wouldn't have expected that.
No, I wouldn't have either. And deservedly an all-star.
I mean, I'm not going to say that every Astro that made the all-star team is deserving, but I have a hard time arguing with Bregman.
Yeah, I don't think Springer should have made it.
George Springer's, I mean, when the day he got announced an all-star, he was hitting in the 240s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not all-star material. But
well, Lamont says Correa has been just a guy since getting engaged.
I warned him of this.
Well, Tiger Woods getting married ruined his career.
Yeah.
These things happen. That's a fair point. It's not one I thought of, but it's definitely a fair point. Squeeze in a call real quick. Joseph, you're on the Blitz. What's up?
Hey, guys. Sports. What's
sports
up?
Sports to you, sir.
And music. Hey, this is kind of sportsy and musicy. I went to see the band live in, like, 1998 with Counting Crows in the Dallas area. We saw, like, three Dallas Cowboy guys from Texas Rangers. Apparently, sports figures love that band live. I just want to know, do you like them, and are y'all going to go to the show on the 22nd? If so, I'd just kind of like to listen to your opinion to see if you like them, man. And if you don't know about it, you're welcome.
I would not categorize myself as a live fan, but it's hot, like that song Lightning Crashes, which is like their I'm guessing that's their biggest hit.
Yeah.
It's definitely their most played song. It's hard to argue that that's a pretty great song. I mean, I'll even listen to it when it's on the radio. But yeah, I've never bought a live album, so it's just not.
Not for me either. I'm not really interested in, I mean, yeah, that song's okay, but yeah. Jacob says the Blisters want some free crap for making y'all number one. Free shirts and burritos and a free book from Fred. We're doing a listener appreciation party.
It'll be free, right?
Yeah, it's going to be free.
And there'll be free beer.
We're going to be giving out, we're going to be giving away tickets on air for that. And some of our long-timers will get invitations, too. And it's going to be a great deal. There's going to be alcohol. There's going to be a chance to come watch the Blitz. It's all a thank you to you guys for making us number one.
That's how it works.
And, yeah, this is something I'm very happy to do. We talked about it for a couple months and we said if we get to six, I definitely want to do something for the listeners. So, yeah, we might do some free acing racings for some people, too. So, audio version. But yeah, we'll see. Hey, I want to do a quick shout out before we go to break.
We're shouting out
Dolores Lozano. She came in today and got
Lolo. We call her.
No, we don't really call her Lolo.
But, Dodo.
No.
Dolo.
I think Dolores is pretty much what we call her.
Isn't Dolo a good nickname?
I think she does go by Dolo.
Okay.
Like Dolo.
Yeah. All right. But she has a video up on SportsMap right now with 10 questions with Tony Kemp. She got him in studio, and he came in today and. Not only that, he did a segment with Charlie Polillo and shook John's hand.
And then he cut a bunch of stuff for Michael, so we'll be hearing Tony Kemp's voice on the radio station.
Yeah, so very cool of him to do that. Very cool of that Dolores was able to get him. And please check out her video on sportsmap.com. That wasn't a SportsMap plug.
John,
that was a thank you to Dolores plug.
Who's bigger, you or Tony Kemp?
Like height-wise?
Yeah.
I am.
Wow.
No, Tony, probably 5'5", 5'4". But
oh,
he's
boy.
Built like a rock. Like he shook. I tweeted this out. I shook his hand, and it you could tell he had a firm handshake, but it wasn't like really firm. But if he wanted to, he could crush my hand.
All right. Well,
there you go. Most baseball players have pretty strong hands. Good hitters, especially.
Well, they should.
Well, yeah, it kind of comes with the territory.
It's your job,
theoretically. Of course, that. No. 713-780-ESPN. Why don't you tell the people about Bill Advisor? I was about to do the worst transition ever.
Yeah, good call. Bill Advisor, I've been telling you about for a while now, guys. If you have monthly recurring bills, and we all do, you need to know about Bill Advisor. Pay TV, cell phone, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance. You're probably paying too much for those things, and you don't even realize it. You started with those services, got a great price up front. That's called an introductory rate. Your bill always goes up. And that's why you need Bill Advisor. They work directly with your providers to reduce your monthly rates. They're not reducing your service. They're just reducing your bill. And, you know, we talk all the time about how much money they can save for you. And they're doing it. They're doing it for our listeners over and over and over, saving them thousands of dollars. And here's some examples. Paul from Houston, Paul J., saved $2,231 on his TV, cell phone, and home insurance bills. Carolyn H. from Spring saved $2,793 on her home and auto insurance. And Trisha S. from Clute saved $3,404 on her home and auto insurance. That could be you. You could save that kind of money. It's so simple. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Robert asks if Correa continues to be just an average player, will the Astros be able to sign him to a long-term deal for cheaper than we thought, or will he still be a max contract guy based on potential? There is no max contract in baseball. There's big number contracts, yep. But I don't know. I think at some point you have to perform at a pretty high level. And
I mean, the good thing is he's got plenty of time. And
yeah,
and he's still just, super young.
And I think maybe it's just at least from my perspective, my thoughts of what he would be may not have been fair because I just thought by now he'd be one of the best players in the league.
I thought so too.
And he's not there yet. Doesn't mean he's not going to get there. But... you know, a couple more seasons, and you know, maybe, you know, if he were just George Springer, would that be the worst thing in the world? He'd still be a really good player at shortstop for you.
It's so funny thinking back to 2 years ago when we were talking about, you know, players that are, you have a higher ceiling or you think are better long-term players than Carlos Correa. And whoever you threw out, I mean, if it wasn't Mike Trout, people didn't want to hear it.
Right.
And I still remember saying, I'd rather have Nolan Arenado than Carlos Correa.
I think, and you also mentioned, like, Francisco Lindor.
Yep. And people were like, you're out of your mind. And fast forward a couple of years. And the reason why I said Nolan Arenado was because Nolan Arenado had already been doing it. He was already putting up, you know, 100-something RBI a year, 30 home run seasons. And he was the best defensive player in baseball, arguably. You know, and there, that's why and we hadn't seen anything out of Correa yet. We just knew that there was this potential for him to be great. And I just don't think he had, I mean, he's quite reached what he can be. And some players never reach what they can be. They never reach that full potential.
That's why we always talk about prospects.
Yep. And that's why I don't trust prospects. I'm never in a rush to be like, this guy's the end-all, be-all. Because more often than not, they're not.
Julian asks, I need an invite for the listener appreciation party. That is all. Thank you. We'll do a day here on Twitter where, you know, because I know we've got a lot of people who've been following, especially on Twitter for a long time, and I want to get as many of you guys' invites as possible. We'll be doing some giveaways on air. And you know, it's going to be cool. It's going to be here at the station. We've got this nice new facility to show off, and you can even make fun of all the poker photos of me in my office if you want. So, yeah, and you get a chance to see kind of how the whole operation works. And you know, we're going to feed you and give you alcohol and just say thank you.
Yep.
Because, listen, man, we know we're not where we're at without you guys. You keep telling your friends. And that's how we built it up, is word of mouth, and you guys are still doing it. And I know we have a lot of new listeners because I see the text all the time and I run into people all the time and said, yeah, my friend told me about you guys and I started listening, and you know, and I hated you at first, but now, and we get a lot of that too. And that's cool, because I've always said the show, for those of you who are new, this show's like the first time you had alcohol. Everybody told you, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. And for a lot of you, you took a sip and you're like, eh, not so good.
Right.
Then you tried it again, and then, okay, it's a little better than I thought. And now you're an alcoholic. And that's kind of how we work. But, and then some people don't drink, and that's okay. That's 610 needs listeners too. It's all fine. But no, we love you guys. And this is something that I'm very happy that we're going to be able to do, to, you know, show you guys how much we, we appreciate you. Yeah, absolutely. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's try Charles real quick.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so what are the odds that Kenny G doesn't get recalled this season from AAA? He seems like a waste of a roster spot to me, and I think he'd be a total liability in the postseason. I'll hang up and listen.
I think a lot of it depends on the health of the guys they've got on the big club now and how he pitches down in AAA and how he responds to that move.
Yeah, I think he'll be back. Hopefully he'll get his act together down there, but it sounds like it's as much mental as it is physical, and AAA is a good place for that. So hopefully he'll get it together. Brother Bear wants to know, what are the odds a bear gets an invite? They're probably pretty good. Taylor asks, how long you guys been on air in this time slot? What's it been now?
Six years?
6 years, I think.
Yeah.
6.5 years. It was in October is when we moved in. So, 6.5 years in this slot. Rudy, which has better odds? Melo to the Rockets, Dez to the Texans, or Astros getting rid of Correa? Okay, you could skip the third
Melo,
one for
Melo
sure.
Melo to the Rockets.
Yeah, and apparently that could happen.
That could happen. Doesn't mean it's a good thing, but that could happen.
Yeah. Well, Drunk Bevo.
That's one of those. I'm telling you now, that's a careful what you wish for situation.
Yeah. Okay, Drunk Bevo, you guys don't start making your case now. We'll have a couple days where you can make your case on Twitter to get invited, but don't start doing it now because I'm not going to remember that. AKA Peterson or D. Murray, who has more left of the tank at running back, and should the Texans bring either into camp? I've said all along that I would like for them to bring Peterson in for a look. I know that
can't hurt.
Yeah, it's because if he can't play anymore, you haven't really lost anything. If he can, then is he better than Lamar Miller at this stage of his career? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I think it's...
it wouldn't be doing him any favors putting behind this offensive line. And especially if Deshaun Watson were to get hurt.
Yeah.
We would all be... And that's why I'm kind of slow to, throw dirt on Lamar Miller. Because I don't know that anybody would have done well in his situation last year. Like, you take away Deshaun Watson, you've got arguably the worst offensive line in the league. You're not going to have a good season if you're the running back on that team. There's just no way to. So I don't know what Lamar Miller's got left in the tank, but you need more than one running back. We know that.
Yeah.
And as it stands now, I mean, I don't know what the health status is for Deontay Foreman. I don't know when he's expected to be 100%, but I would imagine coming off that injury, he's not going to show up week one ready to rock and roll.
And Achilles always scare me.
Yeah.
And,
so,
it's because that's one of those that, yeah. Although, again, it's another one that the science has gotten now where it's not a death knell like it used, like microfracture, those kind of things now. They recover faster. But having said that, I still, if he's healthy, 100% healthy, then yeah, they're fine at running back. But I still think I'd bring him in because the reality is if Watson's healthy, that offensive line actually looked okay when Watson was there because he was able to avoid rushes and keep plays going and make things happen, and that opened up the running game.
Yeah.
And if you have that and Peterson, then I think you might be all right. But, dude, when we saw him, he sure looked like – he didn't look like a 30-year-old running back.
No.
So.
And, yeah. And here's a sort of a question. Would you rather have Adrian Peterson or Alfred Blue?
The only thing I would say to that is Alfred Blue plays special teams and Adrian Peterson won't. And that's a spot you need. And that's one of the things that, and that's one of the reasons why I think it's going to have to be a starter's job for him because he can't play special teams.
Yeah.
Baylor Bears, Joe Tant says, no OU Mike. OU Mike's been here for a while.
He's been around for a while.
Is that D or JD? Or just D?
I think it looks like D.
Well, let's have D on.
Hey, AJ.
Sports.
Hey, what's going on, AJ?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just want to send a shout out to you, man. I saw y'all at the World Series, but I saw y'all playing the Gladiators. We was next up on. My son played 9U.
Oh, okay.
I want to send a shout out to the organization, man. Lost championship game, but we played hard, man.
Right on, man. Well, yeah, we did too. That game you saw, that was the game we lost. So yeah, congratulations on making a good run. That was a fun tournament.
Eric asking, what year did you start the lunchtime show? I think I started listening in when I was in high school, but may have been early college. We started the show with Matt Dean in 2008.
Was that on at lunchtime or was
at
that
lunchtime?
The
yeah,
show?
That was the okay. No. The Sunday show actually started in 2008, but we moved to lunchtime, and I remember this very well because there's always these little times in life where you have to make decisions, and they were going to move us into an afternoon slot, and ESPN said no. We got to have Scott Van Pelt there. So I took the teaching job at San Jack, and the plan was I was just going to teach. And then right after I took the job, somehow they got him to relent and put us in the – yeah, because if I was teaching, the weekend show was fine. But then they put us into that slot sometime around – well, it was right when school started, so it would have been August or September of 2008. And we immediately put up some numbers, which was pretty good. We beat Jim Rome like the second month we were there. That was a big deal. And had a lot of success right off the bat. And suddenly I've got two jobs that I'm trying to balance. And then Matt left to go and become rich. Mm-hmm. And we went through a whole tryout thing. And we're fortunate enough to get AJ. And there were a lot of people who... we're up for that job that I'm really glad they didn't get it. because it worked out pretty well.
It ended up working out.
Yeah, right. And but it was, and so that would have been probably in 2009 is when you got here, because Matt and I didn't do the show for that long together.
2010.
Okay, got so here. We did for more than a year, I guess. So it would have been right May of 2010 probably when you got here.
Yep.
So we've been, and then we got when Gal bought us would have been 2011 or 12.
12, I think. 2012. Early 2012.
And then we almost immediately moved to afternoons because Carl
left at that time.
Yeah, Carl had been looking for a job because we were all going through the stations for sale. There were all these rumors about when we were Cumulus. There was rumors we were going to be a religious station.
Furloughs.
Yeah, we had to take job furloughs. I used my job furlough to get married. How dumb was that? But yeah, it was a really bad time. And then everything good has happened to us since we've been over here.
Well, even for him, he got a big time gig at in Atlanta.
Yeah. He's doing real well.
Yeah,
and
he's been there ever since too.
Yeah,
he's become very famous.
I have to tell you,
but it worked out great for us, and it's been fun getting here. But I'm not lying when I say I feel this is the first time in this job I've felt as stressed as I used to feel in my old job. It's because I want us to keep doing well. Squeeze on one more call, and then we'll go to break. Josh, you're up. What's up, Josh?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for a long, long time, since about 2008, since Kevin Murphy had his show. But I remember, I think it was Fred or somebody had a show on Sunday morning, and I would sit outside my church. I would go to church, and I would sit in the parking lot. I'd listen to the show on Sunday morning, wait for you guys to end, and then I would go into church.
Yeah, that was me and Matt Dean back in the day, and John. That was funny. We got a lot of the church crowd. That's also how we found out we had so many listeners over in the Golden Triangle, because Matt was playing Street for the Cash and bet on Bridge City Little League, and they lost, so he was ragging on Bridge City Little League, and all of a sudden the phone lines just light up from people over there. You know you got a lot of listeners over here in Bridge City. They're just tearing into Matt. It's like, no, they choked. Those little kids choked. It's pretty funny. It was funny to me at the time. All right. We got Dirt Free here.
All right. Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Listen, guys, summertime is here. Your kids are in the house more. They're dragging all the dirt in from outside, from the ball fields, from the swimming pool, and it's ruining your carpets. And you can get rid of that stuff. With Dirt Free Carpet Summer Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free will come out. They'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to give you a free speed dry on top of it. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years. Clean upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll come out and clean three rooms for $100. And throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
So you can drag me through hell. If it meant I could hold your hands.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, man, check out SportsMap.com. So much great stuff on there. Mentioned earlier, Dolores got Tony Kemp in studio and did a little 10 questions with him, and that's at the top of the page. We've also got a little segment that he did with Palillo on there. So lots of Tony Kemp. And have a little story on Ken Giles being sent down, written by SportsMap staff. I don't know who SportsMap staff is. Might have been somebody who wrote it right before he came on the show.
Oh, that was me.
But took it from several sources. So, and then Lance Erline's column on Will Carlos Correa ever become a superstar? Also, Dell with his weekly update on college football. And three trade deadline scenarios for the Astros from one of our interns who did a pretty good job.
All right.
So a lot of good stuff on there today. Big traffic day for us, so appreciate all you guys. reading Sports Map, just like I appreciate you listening to the shows. So I think somebody mentioned that Sorry event was at a place called Bikini Beach on Highway 6. I vaguely remember us being out there. The one I'm thinking of was in Sugar Land, though. It was a bar that wasn't close to anything, and at the time you couldn't even hear our station in Sugar Land. And we were doing it before the Final Four, the first time it was here. And somehow they thought it was supposed to be a broadcast, and it was just me showing up. And I was just getting screamed at by this guy, and I'm kind of like, what the hell? So
I still remember the there was a wing place on like 1960 and Veterans Memorial. I think it was called Hurricane Wings.
That sounds right. Is that?
And yeah. We went out there and like I remember getting paint on my shirt because the paint hadn't even dried on their patio yet. And
was that the one where the owner was an Aggie and he was like,
yes.
All over you? Yeah.
Because I talked about Johnny Manziel not making it. I didn't think he was going to be an NFL pro.
Oh, you're wrong about that. Can't even crack the CFL starting lineup right now.
I mean, he got so angry with me that he started berating me on Twitter. I eventually had to block him because he was like talking about my kids. And I mean, he was very, very serious about Aggie football. And of course, now that place is closed down. I can't imagine with such with such sane management that it didn't last, but it didn't.
There were times, man, where I remember doing like 2 hours on a Saturday at a furniture store and stuff like that. And now it's nice because most of the time we're not going any place that we don't know about ahead of time. There have been a few places, but, you know, it's usually at least I know who we're dealing with when we go out somewhere. But those were at the time, man, we did take whatever dollar we could get, especially when we were at Cumulus, man.
Yeah, it's so much better now.
Yeah. All right, let's do this ad hoc jeweler gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The ad hoc jeweler gem of the day.
All right, this one's courtesy of our buddy Jermaine, who feels like he's made it now because he's being followed by AJ Hoffman on Twitter. he sent me a screenshot. It's like, feel like I'm making it when... Got AJ Hoffman followed you on Twitter, and Jermaine Every became friends with David Gow on Facebook. So
what a day.
Yeah, that's a big day for him. But he sent me this, and I thought it was pretty cool.
People always take it personally when I don't follow them on Twitter. Like, I just randomly, I'll be like, oh, I never see that guy on Twitter. And then I'd look, and I'm like, oh, I don't follow him. Okay.
Yeah, I still haven't done my Thanos snap yet, but I'm going to go through and get rid of about half of mine.
On Twitter?
Yeah, that I'm following. Okay. Because, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that from... There's still people I'm following from the days I was doing the network show, and I'd have them on as guests, and so I'd follow them, and for some reason I'm still following them, even though I'd never have them on as guests again, and they talk about stuff I wouldn't care about in the least.
I think Barry's kind of the opposite of AJ, where I think he was talking about this the other day, where Charlie Polillo doesn't follow Barry, and I think Barry was following Charlie, and then I think Barry said that since Charlie wasn't following him, he unfollowed Charlie Polillo.
I don't think Polillo follows any of us.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't really do Twitter, yeah.
I honestly didn't even know Charlie Polillo had Twitter.
Yeah, he doesn't follow me either. But I don't follow him.
Which is barely tweets, though.
Yeah, it's the thing. He doesn't really tweet much. It's at Polillo.
Oh, okay.
But
he tweeted 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, he's had 3 tweets today.
Wow.
3 tweets in the last 24 hours.
That's more than I've had today.
He only follows 2 accounts.
Okay.
Phil Steele.
Yeah.
And Newhouse Sports.
Newhouse Sports? What's that?
I have no idea.
Well,
it says connecting sports media people and all media to each other and to good content.
You think that's his agent?
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, that's weird. No, I never get my feelings hurt when people don't follow me.
Yeah,
I hope they don't get their feelings hurt when I don't follow them because it's.
I'd rather you not follow me if you don't like what I have to say.
I tell people that all the time.
Regardless, here's your gem of the day. This came from Jermaine. Apparently, a young lady was watching an Astros game on Monday night when she spotted her brother-in-law sitting next to another woman at the game.
Oh no.
It appears there was already speculation over him cheating, but this might have put the nail in the coffin. A coffin.
The Kaufman.
The Coffin.
Wonder what was that?
Is his name Hoffman?
No, his name's not.
First name AJ?
No. But she tweeted out, shout out to national television for proving my brother-in-law is the same cheater we always thought he was.
Ouch.
Boy by pick, hashtag, and then a picture of it. Now, it could be perfectly innocent, right? But, yeah. So, as an example, don't take your side piece to an Astros game. You will get caught. I mean, you can't take them anywhere, let's be honest. There's too many video recorders and everything else. You'll get caught. So, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Lamont, do you remember when the old man challenged AJ to a fight? He didn't really challenge him to a fight. He just told him you can't say chick. And then when he found out AJ had served our country, the whole thing flipped.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, and he was like,
you can't say chick.
He was like, I was like, I can say whatever I want. And I've got that freedom. Thanks, America. And he was like, I served this country. I was like, yeah, me too. Oh, well, all right.
Where'd you serve? Yeah. Suddenly the whole thing changed. Hey, guys, I'm going to give you a game changer. When it comes to drinking, if you're not taking Thrive Plus, I don't know what you're thinking. Because you're not thinking. Because Thrive Plus has been working fantastic for me. I can't tell you how many friends of mine have tried it and said the next day, oh, my God, I can't believe what a difference it makes. Basically, it's a vitamin that you take whenever you drink alcohol. And if you're over 30, even two or three drinks are going to make you feel a little off the next day. And I've been using Thrive Plus now for months, and it's real simple. You take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. That's it. $1 a capsule. So for $3, you're going to feel at least 50% better the next day. It reduces alcohol's negative effects by giving your liver what it needs to process the alcohol and its toxic byproducts. But you don't have to take my word for it. Listen, I don't know the science, but Brooks, who was the founder, he's a Princeton graduate, and they're five PhDs. They know the science. So they're going to give your money back if you don't feel 50% better the next day. Here's the other part. They're also based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 p.m. any day, you're going to get the product on your doorstep the next day. So if you're planning on going out Friday night, get that order in. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon. You want to order that way, just search Thrive Plus on Amazon. And, yes, everybody asked me the same thing. Does it work? Absolutely. I don't drink without it anymore, and neither should you. DecideThrive.com.